seen horseback riding on the beach of Grand Turk.
All right, we're here with another episode of DD Podcast.
Amazing.
And we got...
We're experiencing.
And if you can see us or hear it, listen. That is a horse growling. And that is beef water. When we are on the beach, you hear the wind. You can hear the craziness. What's so cool about this experience?
I think this experience is just cool because it's so majestic. It's in such a beautiful area where land meets sea. There's colors of every kind. I think the wild part of this experience is for the first time in my life, I got bucked off a horse. Not bucked. I actually fell. It was running and it was hard for me to stay on the slant. And I just fell off the saddle onto the side. It was the first time ever I've fallen off a horse.
And we decided, you know, what's cool is this guy...
Royal
right here. He was like, you know, I'll let you guys run them. What's so sad about a lot of these experiences is they take you off the boat or they'll take you in some tour and they have to stay behind the guide and you can't gallop and you can't go faster than like 2 miles an hour. But find the experiences off the beaten path. This guy's a little guy, 9 horses, local company, and they really just practice like taking care of the horses. I've never heard him talking about horses. Tell us about like the problem with the horses dying, Royal.
Oh yes, on this island here is more of like a desert island like this. That's why donkeys survive here more better than horses. And I was able to get these horses here that you guys are riding right now from a company called Chukka, because basically the government made them sell their horses because during the coronavirus time, a lot of the horses died due to bad management on this side. I don't give it bad all over for Chukka, but the management on this side wasn't good. So I was, but it was a bad turn into a plus because that's how I got my horses.
Yeah, that's how you got your horses.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, you know, people with, you know, you look at an opposition, it always creates an opportunity for others. Like, you know, it's interesting thinking about, you know, COVID and how it impacted this island, and you look at these deserted homes that were getting built and then it's like just abandoned, the investors all backed out, and how just simply we don't even recognize how big of an impact that had on places like this that are 100% reliant on tourists. And you know, for us to come and rebuild their economy, support from the local little salesperson, we got our hair done from this like little lady right here, she just did my braids, and to be able to support her and to be able to like just come and experience and see how these people have to just hustle day to day to keep their lives going is really cool. So here's your episode of the Taggart Experience.
Horseback riding, baby.
Hi, I'm Dee.
And I'm Sam with the Taggart Experience Podcast.
Inspiring life's experiences.
Welcome to the
Taggart Experience Podcast.
Ooh, ooh. What are we experiencing this week?
So we got invited to go on a cruise to Grand Turk and Dominican Republic with a company called Pure Solar or Pure Energy. And they, a lot of people in our industry, Sue Lee, she runs Females Knocker United, and she brought her key top performers from her team and was like, hey, do you want to come and teach on leadership? And Dee, do you want to do some breath work and teach on just, you know, bring your power
skills and how do you overcome when you're on the doors and perform at a high level?
Which I got to give some shout out to Dee. She crushes it when it comes to teaching and speaking and holding space for breath work. It's been so cool to watch her develop this like healer energy. And I think, you know, after seeing multiple people open up and cry and break through, like, she just really does have a gift, and it was cool to see.
It's really rewarding, and that's like what I live for, is just like watching people transform and have like reason to just experience and to allow emotions flow and to heal and to grow and to operate from a high, high frequency, better level. So that was really fun. And right now we're literally sitting in the cruise ship about to port away from Grand Turks. But we want to just talk about like the experiences of cruises and the experiences that we allow ourselves to experience and kind of like what we've experienced on this trip, what we did today, and tie it all together so that you guys can feel like you came along for the ride.
Okay, I'm going to point this out. And if you're listening to this, maybe you can relate.
Carnival cruise. We are on a Carnival cruise. And we have done Norwegian. Freedom. We have done, you know, I've done quite a few different lines.
I've done Holland, which is right next to us. I've done Norwegian. Yeah. This is my first time on Carnival.
But Carnival was my very first cruise when I was 18. So I didn't know any different. But, you know, I've been on some really, Royal Caribbean. I've done some nicer ones. And we're going on a yacht cruise in May, which is like only 100 staterooms. So if you're wanting to cruise with us, we do have some availability coming up. Yeah,
that's so. Just like couples getting together to do epic stuff and mastermind. We do have a really cool partner that we're partnering on this with, Mod Solar, and that's Mike and Marsha. And so that'll be really fun too. And they'll also be learning opportunities and experiences to just live an abundant life and understand how do we tap into that.
We booked half the entire yacht. So 50 of the 100 rooms is us. So it's going to be like a really, really cool
experience.
Yeah. So
in Greece.
In Greece. Italy, yeah. In Mediterranean.
In Barcelona. I mean, like, we're hitting Spain, Italy, and Greece. Like, it's going to be epic.
So tell me about some of the people you see on this cruise and like what energy you see and maybe just your tolerance and just like even over the last couple of years, how you've almost changed your standard of like environment and how you see people in their environments.
This has been really interesting. Yeah, and it's not like from a space of like judgment. No. Like I don't judge, but I see a lot of people who are struggling, and especially on cruises like this, it's like come and drink all week type of thing, and or escape from the pain that they've never kind of looked at healing, or just escape from reality. And cruises are also a really weird opportunity to like indulge in yourself and like do nothing even more and like not take care of your body and not take care of what you're eating, what you're putting into your body, and then also just lay back and do nothing, which all that is great. Nothing against that. Like vacationing is much needed and you need to take a break from the stresses of life. What I realized, like walking in this cruise, is like kind of a heavy energy.
It's like walking into a Waffle House in the South. Like it's
heavy. It's like, okay, that's a judgment. No, it's a heavy energy, and like it's interesting. Like on these cruises, I mean, there's a lot of different people from all walks of life, but and a lot of them are like planning their whole life for this vacation, right, or their whole year for this vacation, and all their time and energy goes into this, but they don't put that same time and energy into their own lives. And it's like, there's things that they need to like work through, move through, and heal through. And so I just feel like an overall heavy energy. I see a lot of people who have been through a lot, like, and they're just carrying that energetic baggage. And it's wild to kind of be in that space. And I'm like, huh, this is not really the environment that I enjoy being in, just because there's so many heavy energies. I like being in a place where things are clean and upbeat and people are lively and have a lot of energy and the gym's packed in the morning and like people motivated to work on themselves. That's just the environment that I choose to be in and operate in, because I feel better in those types of environments with those types of high level people. And I really do feel like there's certain energies more so now than ever that are just heavier, and they're probably just feeling a lot of weight, a lot of lack of self-love, self-doubt. I don't know. It's weird. And like, I feel like I need to help, but when it's the majority of the environment, it just makes it hard for me to be in, because there's so much I want to feel, do, and experience, and I don't feel the same around a lot of those same vibe people.
Well, it's just interesting, and it's like not like we pick who gets to go on this, where we do kind of get a pick who gets to go on the May one, and we've done other experiences like that where, you know, just the, like you said, the energy, and I'm not coming from a place of judgment by any means. I'm just saying it's interesting to find consciousness and awareness around where you put your time and where you operate.
Where do you put your energy?
And the people, like, I think it's great. I've been able to relax. I haven't watched a TV series in, I don't know how long. We started watching Vikings. Valhalla. Oh my gosh. If you have not watched that, great.
But guys, we do not watch TV series because it sucks your time. Like, the next episode is like, wait, I gotta see
it. It's waiting for us.
And you're like 10 hours deep into something and you're like, how did I just spend 10 hours watching episodes trying to figure out a storyline that never ends?
And, well, it's just interesting. Like, and I realize, like, some people, it's like, that's what they live for. It's like just getting sucked into the next episodes or getting sucked into the next, like, time waster. And for me, it was awesome. We've been able to, like, work out every day. We've been able to sauna. We've been able to
teach.
We've been able to watch the show. I've been working on my speech. But I also just relaxed. Like, I didn't feel guilty for taking a nap 2 days in a row and three days in a row. Like, I think there's not a bad side of this. There's a time for that. And I think sometimes we almost feel guilty for, like, oh, I'm going to go on this cruise. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to hang out and rest. It's like, I know I have next couple of weeks that are just going to be buck wild. So I was like, I'm going to take this time to slow down and really be able to craft and take time with my speech, because that's a big part of this year is how well I deliver on stage at DartOrCon. So practicing, memorizing, fine tuning, building slides, building props.
It's really cool to watch.
Yeah, it's like the creative juice of me gets to come out, which has been so fun. And
exciting. You get so excited.
I do. Like, even just like, I'm going to have this video made for the backstage and the LED walls. And, you know, it's just like adding effects and adding music to the speech and adding.
DartOrCon in itself is like a crazy experience. And speaking of energies, that's a place I love to be because everybody is high energy. Everyone's excited for life, talking about goals, talking about dreams, talking about visions. And they're like, this is what I'm going to accomplish and do this year. And I just like being in that energetic field. Like, you know how it feels when you're in certain types of energetic fields. Like, if you're in a heavy party scene, it might be high energy right now. But, like, later, things start to die down and all the energy leaves. Where, like, when you go to a conference, it's high energy. And then you get to follow up with people. And they're still like, yeah, I'm crushing. I'm looking to do the next best thing. So DartOrCon is such a cool energy and it's a cool space. And I like really enjoyed watching Sam put his time and energy into that because he knows the return that it gives, not only to him, but to so many people that attend. Mm-hmm. It's transforming. It's life-changing. It's a really cool experience. And I love that you built something so amazing.
I just think, like, go look at the average age, weight, income, interests, hobbies, day-to-day activities of the 4,000 people go to DartOrCon or the 4,000 people that are on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there might be a few woven in. Like, there was a DartOr guy that came up and was like, Sam Taggart? Cool. Yeah, like, you know, it was his third year selling. He works in the alarm industry and, you know, just seeing a random cat like that on the cruise. But he also was healthy, young, happy. Like, you just tell you good energy. You know what I mean? And, mm-hmm. But
excited
it's just...
for life. Or, like, it's not like... So, like, you just feel like when you walk into a room and someone's shoulders are slumped and they're kind of just dragging through, or maybe they're taking things for granted and not practicing from a space of gratitude, just a lower energy. And I have been, like, really conscious of operating around people who are excited for life and who really put time and energy into positive. It takes a lot of work because we're conditioned so much towards the negative world. And towards that, you can't do, you can't have a lot of limiting self-beliefs. But I really like the people who actually put the work into transforming and into looking towards the positive energy and putting work into bringing positive energy, because it takes work. But it also, like, takes work to put all your heart into negative energy. So it's like, where do you want to put your energy? And, like, I personally just like being around positive, upbeat energy and people who are grateful, not entitled.
So you've got to check off two things off your bucket list today and yesterday.
Yes. Tell us about that. Okay, you guys, I've had like a whole list of like items that I want to do. There's places I want to go, but there's also items and things that I want to do on my bucket list. And since I was a little girl, probably like 11, 12, I've always had the dream of riding horses on a beach. And I've loved riding horses. I've ridden horses throughout my life and been really passionate about just horses. They're kind of like my spirit animal because they're strong and yet they're calm and collected and yet they endure and they're really majestic animals. And so today I got to go and check that off my bucket list, riding horses on a beach. And I was just like so persistent on getting to this goal of mine, and not just on the beach, but like getting to go on the water with them and getting to run and to gallop and live this real life dream. It felt like a movie. And I've had this on there for so long. So to be able to check it off is like so rewarding. And I think too, like I was so intentional about what I wanted to do, and including getting to hold monkeys. Like that was another item on my bucket list that I really wanted to do. I was like, I need to hold a baby monkey. Mm-hmm. And it just so happened the monkey that we ran into yesterday was baby.
So cute.
Little cutie. Gave Sam all the love. But it's really rewarding when you put things out there and you write them down and you know what your heart desires. And so when you're in the space for it, you know what to look for. And you know what to do. You're not just letting life kind of blow you in the wind. You're like, hey, this is things that I'm passionate about and I want to do. And the monkey, like it was just on the street, like as a baby monkey on the street, we didn't even have to like put any time or money or energy into it.
Yeah. Just, we didn't have to drive 2 hours. We were going to drive 2 hours round trip just to go to some monkey jungle.
But because I put it out there, there was some little monkey, baby monkey randomly on the street that I got to hold. And so it's like, wow, like,
and I've had a lot of monkey experiences. That was probably the best. Well, that was second best. I had an orangutan in Bali that was like really good, but it was awesome.
But I'm just saying, like, you put it out there and it draws to you and it attracts to you. And that was like a really cool experience. It's also a really cool experience just to check things off the bucket list to say like, wow, I did that. I experienced, I lived life. Like I actually have experiences that I'm passionate about achieving. And when you achieve it, it's like so rewarding and it's so fulfilling to be able to like, oh, I just did that.
Yeah.
No way.
And honestly, like the galloping on the horse was just epic. Like incredible. Just riding fast in sand on beach.
Except
like,
for the part where I fell off the horse.
Hey, let's talk about falling off the horse.
You saw it buck me too.
I look over, we're galloping really fast, and I look over and I was like, hey Dee, and I turn to my left and she's not on the horse and the saddle's like sideways. And I was like, we're like running full speed. Fast. And I was like, oh shoot.
Galloping.
Stop. I'm like, what the freak? Going back. She's like,
facing the horse
sand.
Is like,
yeah,
running
like,
past your horse.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh man, this is like in a movie.
Face in the sand.
It was hilarious.
First of all, the horse almost bucked me off because it was like going through the sand. It like hit a rock and it started like bucking. So then I was like, oh, this is scary. So I like grounded myself. Good. Fine. Whatever. So then the guy that was nearby was like, oh, well, she has too much sand. She wasn't trying to buck you. She just had too much sand in her hoof. No, her energy was straight. Like, and the reason why she was trying to buck me is because I started whipping her butt to get her to run. And she did not want to run in that deep sand. And that's totally fine. But like, sand was taking off. So I started whipping her. So then she starts bucking me. I'm like, okay, that was like an experience in itself. And then I catch up to Sam and he's like, let's gallop. So I'm like, okay. We start running. And then the saddle was like not on right. And not only that, you're like slanted onto the sandy hill. And so it just, everything started falling sideways. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to fall off. I'm going fast. This is not like, you're not like just trotting. Like we're full on galloping.
It was fast. Like we were falling.
And I literally was like, crap, I got to bail. I like jumped outward and bailed and like barrel rolled off and I smacked my knee pretty good and my lip started bleeding because it hit maybe some coral or sand, but unreal. I think the coolest part of this experience though is the horse takes off. I'm trying to collect myself. I was also trying to record at the same time, which you should have been doing.
She doesn't have like one of those handles like in the front on the saddle. It's like
I don't even
English
have a
style with no handle. Hammer,
I don't even have a saddle handle. I just have a blanket, like a padded blanket over the horse. Like it was sketch. And then he's like, record. And so I'm like holding a phone, only holding one side of the rein. It was the situation. But I think the coolest part about that is like I got right back up on the horse. And I think like that kind of hit me. I was like, oh, am I scared now? Like, was that fearful? And I was like, yeah, that was fearful. Like I could have gone tumbling under the horse or whatever. And luckily, thankfully it was sand. So it didn't hurt as bad. Not saying it didn't hurt, but I didn't hit a coral rock, which that is,
yeah, it could have been bad.
Too.
No,
I
there
did
was
hit
like
my lip. Like it started bleeding.
Oh, it did. Yeah, yeah. I see that. I thought that was cake on your
no,
lip. I was going to lick it off after
I hit,
this.
Like, coral.
I was like looking at you and I'm like, I'm about to take that chocolate right off the top of your lip.
But it was scary. Like, and I was like, my whole leg was like shaking because it like hit so hard, but I was also shaking like an adrenaline or like, am I like really hurt? I don't know. Like, and then I got, and then the horse, I was like, I got to get back on this horse because we still have to go like another mile or two. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to compose myself and jump back up on this horse. Where I think a lot of times, like, it hit me. I'm like, a lot of times in life, we're just scared after we fail or after we shaking, fall.
Yeah.
We're shaky and like, we're in this fear place of like, I can't do that again. Like, I just fell. Like, I'm now behind, or like, I hurt myself again. Like, in relationship, like, I feel like I have fallen in a relationship and now I'm here again, like, back up on a relationship and falling in love again. And it's like so rewarding to put yourself in a position where even though you've had a failure or a setback or you've fallen off, is to overcome that fear and not let that drive you for the rest of your life from actually experiencing different things like horseback riding again or love. Like, I was like, wow, this is like a lesson I'm learning. So that was like a really cool experience. And I'm grateful we got to do that.
When you get knocked off the horse,
get back up
and get back on that horse.
Keep riding.
Get back on that pony. And I think like, it's cool to watch you. Proud of you. Like,
as an experience.
I was like, oh, is she going to like cry? Is she going to be mad? She was like, well, sand in her face and her teeth. Like, I was like,
wipe your face off. Like, just wipe your face the ground. Off.
Oh, and then it pooped in the water right by you.
Oh, and my gosh. So I'm riding behind Sam and we're in the water and his horse just like
poops.
Lifts up his butt and starts pooping.
But imagine like in the water and you're like watching it float right next to you.
Like right next to me. And I'm like, this is in the water with me. Oh my gosh. It's so gross. I was trying to get my horse to go faster. I'm like, come on, go, go.
Oh, I love it. Anyway.
So gross.
And if you're listening to this, the invitation is always
experience. Going. Don't let like things stop you from experiencing life. Like, and write down what you want to experience.
Yeah. So once you experience stuff and you start checking things off, more things come. And so we ended up adding more things to our bucket list today than we checked off our bucket list today.
We did.
Which is interesting. You know what I mean? Like, simultaneously, it's like our bucket list is getting more and more expansive the more and more we check things off. So it's like this never ending chase. And we're like, wait a minute. So tell them what things we added. Maybe they'll want to add this too.
Yeah. So then we got back and I was like looking at the list of all the things. And I was like so proud that I got to check two things off my bucket list. And I was like, oh, you know what else I want to do? I want to stay in a cave that they've like, luxury cave, like that they've redone into a cool house or space. And he's like, oh, that's like AI. I'm like, no, this is like a legit place. I'm like, check it out. I'm like, so we start Googling up places to go and places to stay. And it's like, oh, now we can write those on our bucket list too. Cause so a cave, a dome out in the desert, like just some cool experiences that
treehouse I put on you.
Oh yeah. Treehouse, like an epic luxury treehouse that you have to like climb up to and stay in, like cool experiences that we've added there right after checking some off, just because we're like, oh, hey, like, there's still more fun and exciting things to
experience. There's so many, guys. Like, it's so funny. I'm looking up right now luxury tree houses. Because I, like, for me, Swiss Family Robinson, come on, anybody?
So good.
It's so good. Growing up, that was like my freaking show, Swiss Family Robinson's. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's a classic. And they like build this tree house after getting shipwrecked or whatever. And anyway, I think, it's always been on my list. So I was like, oh yeah, it doesn't exist written down on my list. So I need to write this down. I'm looking up right now, luxury tree houses. Good thing I don't know how to spell luxury. But
yeah, like our goal with this too is to like hopefully inspire you through experiences, like to know that you can have experiences or to give you ideas of experiences you would like to have. And like just break you outside of the box of like, I can't, or the fear of I won't, or I'd really like to be a dream, but I would never break you out of that and just say, like, try, just go try and live. Like, we only have, who knows how many days, our days are numbered. Mm-hmm. How many days do you have to live? And like, if you've not lived every day the fullest and you're just watching experiences go by or dreaming of the experiences that you want to have and it never happens, then I mean, you probably live with more regret or face something with more regret than you would if you just said, I was living my fullest life
Love it.
I have lived my fullest life.
Again, so grateful for these experiences. It's Thank you for you guys listening. And as always, go experience life. This is another episode of the Taggart Experience. And
Sam and Dee. And also, we also came up with this name together.
Oh, it's so good, everybody.
It's Wait for called it. Insanity.
Insanity.
So baby. Instead of saying insanity, we're going to say insanity and we're going to make it a workout.
Yes.
So you guys can do our combined workout. Mine is like pretty directed. Sam is like more go with the flow and kind of do random ballet poses. And then together, you just get a really good burn. And so we're calling it the Insanity Workout.
Love it. Okay, we'll see you guys.
See you next time.